We're doing Eov. We're up to what's called the 26th chapter. Eov has been responding quite harshly to Bildad HaShuchi. Eov says, tell me, what exactly do you think you've said that's worth hearing? If someone wasn't smart before you said it, why do you think you've made him any smarter? He mocks him and says, where'd you hear such intelligent things from? Who are you quoting? You want to tell me how great God is? I'll tell you how great God is. You know the depths of perdition where no one can see or reach before God? That's all stripped. God sees it as though there's no covering. God is the one that established the earth, and the earth stands on nothing because God said so. You want to tell me how amazing God is? I'll tell you how amazing God is. God carries water in his clouds, and you never find a cloud breaking in half and all the water coming pouring down as though it were a waterfall. And he continues in describing the heavens. We're up to Pasuk Tet. Ne'achez p'nei chisei parshez alav anano. And here Chazal describe the different angels that he's describing here. But we're going to learn with Pshat, and Pshat is that the heavens are referred to throughout Tanakh as God's chair. Hashamayim Kisi, it says in Yeshaya and Isaiah. So Kisei over here is a reference to the heavens, and Eov is describing how God forms clouds. Me'achez p'nei Kisei. He thickens the air that's in front of his chair, the air in front of the heavens. Parshez is like paras. He extends, he spreads out alav anano over his throne. He extends his clouds. You want to tell me how amazing God is? I'll describe to you how God makes clouds. If you want, you want to hear amazing. Chok chag al pene mahayim. He made a border around the waters. He made the sand border the waters all around. The word chag, as we've described numerous times, is a circle to encompass. The reason we call the holidays chagim is because people would dance in a circle at those times. So chok chag al pinei mayim. God made, so to speak, a limit, a boundary on the face of the waters all around them. He put sand so that they don't go beyond that. Ad tachlit or im choshech, just as God made boundaries between light and darkness, that the light doesn't enter and mix with the darkness doesn't enter and mix with the light. We know that in the beginning of creation you had ol v'choshech mishamshim bi'obuvia, light and darkness were mixed. You'd have day and night together, or whatever that means. We don't understand that because in our world, in our nature, light and darkness aren't together. It's either light or darkness. So Eov is saying, God doesn't let the world get destroyed. God made rules. God made limits to the water. God made limits between the light and the darkness. Amudei shamayim yerofafu. The pillars of the heavens, they tremble, so to speak, in fear. And they're in awe of God's roar. Amudei shemayim, what are the pillars of the heaven? So that's a reference to earth. The earth is referred to as the pillar of heavens because we view the earth as the center, as though all of heavens is revolving around the earth. So really this is a borrowed term. So Eov says, when God lets out his roar, even the earth trembles of God's roar, and the pillars of the heaven, so to speak, tremble. Bechocho raga hayam. With God's great strength, he calmed the sea. Chazal described the sea as forever trying to overflow its boundaries. The waves are the expression of the sea trying to rise up, and God calmed the sea, so to speak, prevented it from overcoming its boundaries. Uvitvunato machatz rahav. And with God's understanding, he smote the proud ones with the sea. This is a reference to how God changed the laws of nature to have the sea flood the Egyptians. So, b'chocho ragayam, with God's strength, initially in the beginning of creation, God had to calm the seas, calm the oceans. The oceans are described as forever angry because the world was once completely encompassed with water. God did two things to the water. Half the water God took up to heaven, made the skies out of it. Half the water God left below in the seas. And the waters that God left below, God made the earth take a different form, and part of the earth was pushed down, and the rest of the earth was made into these mountains, what we call land masses, continents. And so God made that the sea is limited both in the space that it covers. The earth was once covered with water, and now much of the earth is above the water. And also God separated part of the waters from their friends up above. The water was split, so to speak. Half the water remained below, half the water was placed above. So the water in Tanakh is described as forever upset, always trying to leap out of its boundaries, to try and reconquer the earth. And the earth is, God made its limitations. God yelled at the waters and said, "You stay where you are." And that's why the waters are described as always trembling out of fear. The waves are the expression of the waters trying to rise up to meet up with their counterparts in heavens. And the waves coming onto the dry land are the expression of the sea still trying to come and re-encompass the earth, but it keeps going back, it keeps receding. The waves go up and then they go back because of, one medrash describes it that God yelled, the other medrash describes it that God slammed down his foot on the water and said, "Now you stay put, stay down there." However the Midrashim describe it, but that's why you'll find a reference throughout Eov and Tehillim about how God calms the sea, so to speak. God limits the sea. Bechocho, with God's strength, ragayam, he calmed the ocean, he kept the ocean in check. And nonetheless, when the time came to use the waters to punish the Egyptians, uvitvunato, and with God's understanding, machatzrav, he squashed the proud ones, which is always a reference to the Egyptians. The Navi in Yeshaya calls them Rahav, the proud ones. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Beruho Shamayim Shifra. Shifra is a word for tent. The word Imre Shafer, Shefer is a tent. So Beruho, with God's breath, so to speak, he made the heavens into a tent. Shamayim Shifra, he made the heavens form a tent over the earth. Chazal often described the heavens as a tent. The Medrash describes it that God took his cape and unraveled it and let it just roll and roll and roll and roll and keep unraveling, and that's what became the heavens, until at some point God said enough. And that's the end of the heavens. That's why God is called Shaddai, Shama Lolam Dai. He said, "Till here, that's the end of the world." That's how the Midrash describes the spreading of the heavens, so to speak, as a cape, a canopy over earth. Beruho, with God's breath, with God's wind, Shamayim Shifra, he formed the heavens into a tent over the earth. Cholela Yado, Nachash Dariach. Chazal tell us there's a great fish in the sea called the Leviathan. When he shakes, it takes decades for the sea to calm from his movement when he rolls from side to side. The Leviathan, Chazal tell us, there was a male and a female. And God said, "I can't leave the female around because if they breed, if they're going to have more kids, they'll destroy the whole world." So this fish, whatever it is, it doesn't seem like it really exists. It seems like it's a concept. It's some kind of concept that God wanted us to understand in the world. This fish is referred to as the Beriach, so to speak, the bolt, the beam that runs across the earth. So Cholela Yado, God's hand fashioned Beriach, God's hand created Nachash Beriach, this snake. This is the Leviathan that is like the beam, the bolt that runs through earth. So Beruchot, with God's wind, he created the tent above the earth. With his hand, he created this great fish, which is like a beam that runs through the earth. Again, Eov is saying, you want to impress me about what God does? I'll tell you what God does. You're not impressing me. What you said, everyone knows. I'll tell you some things no one knows. Hen eile kitzot derachav. What I've said so far are just a few of what God has done. Umashemitz davar nishma bo. And what little, it's just a tad of what we've heard of what God does in the world. What do we know of God? We don't know. This is just a little bit of what we know. V'ram gevurotav mi yitbonan. And his might, that we just hear the echoes, the reverberations of the thunder. When we hear thunder, that's reverberations of God's might. What do we know? V'ram gevurotav, and the thunder of his might, mi yitbonan, who could look at it? So Eov is mocking Bildad. He says, you came to teach me that God is great, I'll teach you that God is great. You've said nothing. And Eov continues, should we pause here? Or continue into Eov's next speech? Continue, yeah, a little bit more. Okay.